I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head that you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost in no direction. My faith is shaken, but I got to be strong. Just keep pushing on, 'cause there's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about how I was waiting on the other side. It's a climb. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going, and I got to be strong. Just keep pushing on, 'cause there's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's a climb. It's the climb.
Welcome to Vespers, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor. And we're going to be using the red hymnals, which are available by either entrance. And our homilist tonight is Jerene Mortensen.
A reading and a song from Ephesians. Be ye kind one unto another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Do, do, doodly do. Ephesians 4:32. Ba-dum, bum. Okay. Now. Now all you get to learn that, and then I'm going to read it straight, okay? So I'm going to point to myself, and then you learn it when I point to you. So you'll repeat after me. Be kind one unto another. Be kind one unto another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Do, do, doodly do. Ephesians 4:32. Ba-dum, bum. Okay. Even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Do, do, doodly do. Ephesians 4:32, ba-dum-bum. I will sing it one time all together, and then I'll just read it. Okay. So, one, two, three. Be kind one and to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Do, do, doodly-do. Ephesians 4:32. Ba-dum-bum. And now, a reading from Ephesians. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Word of the Lord.
It was unkind. It wasn't true. It was so hard. And I was hurt, and I was angry. And I couldn't find it in my heart to be forgiving. In fact, the thing I liked very best in the Bible were the curse psalms, and I was dwelling on them too often. I had to go to, well, I didn't have to go. I went to Minnesota for my grandson's wedding and attended a church service where a friend of mine who was Professor Emeritus at Luther Seminary, and I talked to him and I said, I just don't find it in my heart to forgive. And I need to. And he said, pray for them. And, well, I just couldn't. And he said, even if you don't mean it, just say the words. And I thought that might be good advice. Then in that same trip, I visited an old friend, a retired pastor who had spent his whole ministry in the Lutheran Church in Japan. And he said, I had an experience of forgiveness that changed my life. Let me tell you. And he told me this story. When I heard I was coming to Holden Village, I emailed him and I said, would you mind sending me that story? I want to be sure I have the facts right. So this is a story as Gerhard Vorland sent it to me. September 14th, 1981, a hot, muggy day. 21 Japanese boarded a bus without air conditioning. 2 hours later, sweaty, stinky, and edgy, they arrived at the small village of Taiganri. The bus stopped near a small cliff, and 21 Japanese Lutherans walked on a narrow path up a hill to a small church. They were warmly greeted by the pastor and a lady in her mid-80s and ushered into the church. The pastor, through an interpreter, told the story of that congregation. January 1919. The Koreans had organized an independence movement and had held peaceful rallies for independence in various places. March 1, 1919, the independence movement organized peaceful rallies throughout all of Korea. However, what started peacefully in Taegeri turned violent. At that point, the Japanese military stepped in to stop the violence and forced 29 men and boys 12 years and older into the old church building. They boarded up the windows, nailed the doors shut, and set the church on fire. When they tried to escape from the church, they were shot. You can only imagine the emotions of those who helplessly stood by as their sons, husbands, fathers, brothers, and friends were burned to death in that church. In 1936, a Japanese journalist learned of the peaceful independence movement rally that turned violent at this village. He sold the story and gave the money to help rebuild a church on that very spot. On the 14th of September, 1981, 21 Japanese Lutherans sat silently with mixed emotions and listened to the story. The horrible treatment of the Koreans by the Japanese military, also of the Japanese journalist who exposed the cruelty and gave a monetary gift that helped rebuild the church in 1936. But was that enough? The pastor ended his story by pointing to a lady in her mid-80s sitting in the front pew. She is the only living eyewitness to that event. She stood up, faced the 21 Japanese, smiled, bowed, and sat down. A young Japanese architect raised his hand. When recognized, he asked if he could ask the 80-year-old lady a question, saying, "She need not answer if it's too difficult." What do you think of us now? 21 shamed and stunned Japanese Lutherans sat in complete silence, waiting for her answer. I was there that night and watched as my husband was burned to death in the church. I had 4 young children at home. And on my way home to my children that night, I met a missionary. I was greeted with 6 words: "Pray for those who persecute you." And I have. From 1919 to 1936, I went to where the old church stood, and I prayed for you. From 1936 until this morning, I have come to this church to pray for you. I have no bitterness in my heart. Shall we pray? God, we have the example. We ask that we truly may pray for those who we feel have harmed us. May we pray to them for the extent that we will have no bitterness in our heart. No bitterness is true forgiveness. Amen. Hymn 801.